you're from, that's just good all the way around. And so in here, we're looking to a good time in the Lord. Don't forget to remember to pray for these gals that are going to be going to school. And they're going to get sharper and all that. Here's what I tell everybody whenever you go, especially Monica. And she's going to be moving off the way, out of the way, and moving down to Tyler and all that. I said, when you get off down there and you're miserable as you can be and you're not happy and you're trying to be for somebody else, come home. You can't go to college for somebody else. You can't meet everybody else's expectation. Hey, if God's in it, fine. If he ain't, you better come on back home. Back home, yeah. We've got a lot of time and invested for a bunch of hellions in Tyler. Suck all that out of you. That's right. You're going to Panola. Panola. Right here. And all that right there. Yeah, we'll miss you. We'll miss you, but hey, anyhow, we'll look with anticipation to your misery bringing you back home. All right, now take your Bible. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you right now, I'm sort of like that, you know, that preacher one time, he's needed church so bad, he said, honey, pack the bags, we're going. I'm going to preach in view, and I'm going to take it whether God's in it or not. He said, and God wasn't in it either. Man, let me tell you. You talk about if you make a decision that ain't God and he condemns your heart, you better make another one and get it corrected. It's just very that simple and all that right there. All right, take your Bible, if you will, the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, we're going to be looking there, chapter number 22. In 2 Kings, chapter 22, chapter 23. But look in chapter number 22, beginning with verse number 15 in the book of 2 Kings, all right? If you're able to stand, then do so while we look there, 2 Kings 22, 15. And she said unto them, and this is all to the prophetess. Obviously, there wasn't a man at that time that would stand in the gap, so they had to get this prophetess by the name of Huldah to be able to find out and read the word of the Lord to them. And here's what she said. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I'll bring evil upon this place and upon the inhabitants thereof, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah have read. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense to other gods, that they may provoke me to anger and with all the works of their hands. And therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, which sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall ye say to him, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, as touching the words which thou hast heard, because thine heart was tender and thou hast humbled thyself before the Lord, when thou heardest what I spake against this place and against the inhabitants thereof, that they should become a desolation and a curse, and hast rent thy clothes and wept before me, I also have heard thee, saith the Lord. And behold, therefore, I will gather thee unto thy fathers, and thou shalt be gathered into thy grave in peace, and thine eyes shall not see all the evil which I shall bring upon this place. And they brought word, brought the king word again. Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We do thank you for it and how good it is to be in the house of God. Bind the devil, every demon assigned to hinder. We plead the blood of Jesus over this congregation. Lord, we do ask you to give us some rain if it would be in thy will. And we certainly need some. And we're asking you, Lord, as humble as we know how, be able to refresh this land we live in as wicked as we are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on when men lose sight of the Word. Now, the last service that we had, we talked about they had lost, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, and they'd gone a day's journey before they found out he wasn't in the company and lost him down at the house of God. We talked about how that here, that the Word of the Lord had been missing and that they found it when they were down at the house of God many years later. Now, I'm going to tell you something, is that it's a terrifying, horrifying thing to lose a track of where the Lord is and what he's doing. Remember over there in the book of John, chapter number 20, and about verse number 2, Mary Magdalene, when she went to the grave that morning on the first day of the week, on the resurrection morning, she didn't find him there, thank God, because the tomb was empty. He had already resurrected. And when she met Peter and John in the way, she said, they've taken away my Lord, and we don't know where to find him. That's a bad way to get to. I want to say to you that whenever you begin to look, I want to preach a little while tonight, when men lose sight of the word of the Lord. Now, Now, without the Word, let me tell you that first of all, and we don't have time to expand a whole lot, without the Word of the Lord, there'd be no salvation. Did you realize and know that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of the Lord? Make no mistake about it, when a person gets born into the family of God, they're going to have to hear the Word of God. Without the Word, there's no knowledge of the mind of God. You won't be able to know what God's thinking if you don't know what His Word had to say. Number two, there'll be no instruction if you don't have the Word of the Lord. You know the reason why the world's in such a mess, going to hell in a handbasket? They don't have the instructions. When they did have the instructions, they didn't care about it. They just went ahead and done what they wanted to do, whatever they felt like would be more beneficial unto them. And they had men's persons in admiration because of advantage. And as a result of that, we live in a world that's chaotic like it is right now. You know, if you don't have the Word of the Lord, you not only don't have any instruction, but you don't have any direction. And by the way, let me tell you right now, when a person's born, we're born headed toward hell. We need to change directions, and the only one that can do that for us is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm just talking about how important and how very vital the Word of the Lord is. Hey, did you know if you don't have the Word of the Lord, and they didn't have it for a long time, if you don't have the instruction and direction from God, you can't have any correction where you've been wrong at. Now, in the day we live in a world that's religious and lost and undone without God, and they don't really want to be corrected. They just want to feel good about themselves like they are without the need to repent. That's what psychology does. It makes you feel good about yourself just like you are without the need to repent. I want to say the Bible said, preach the Word. That's the commandment God gave. And be instant in season and out of season. Now, the modernist in the day and hour we're living in, they don't know nothing about where the Bible's at, and it's not because they lost it, they left it. You know, there's a vast difference between, well, I lost sight of the Word of the Lord and don't know where to find it, like they had, and today we got Bibles on every corner. And let me tell you right now, the modernist world, it's not that they don't know where it's at, they just left it all the way behind. It's not lost to them. It's been left behind, and they don't care nothing about God, the Bible, good, right, moral, and decent. Now, there's a passage that I want you to turn to real quickly. It's over in the book of 2 Peter, and it's in chapter number 2. In 2 Peter in chapter number 2, and I'll give you a moment to find it, and we're going to be looking there. Then we're going to look in Hebrews in chapter number 6. But in the book of 2 Peter in chapter number 2, he's going to quote a proverb in that chapter that's there. But while we look in 2 Peter chapter 2 and about verse number 21, the Bible says there in verse 21, he says, for it had been better for them to have not known the way of righteousness than after they've known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit, again, and the sow that was washed to the wallowing in the mire. Now, you talk about a pig-acting, pig-loving nation that we live in the world we live in. Do you know the Bible said it'd been better for them never have heard the way of righteousness if after they hear it, they're going to turn away from it? Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, look in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 6. I want to tell you what preaching does. Preaching will manifest who we are. And it'll manifest what we need, and the only way that we can be able to receive it is through a person. His name's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the book of Hebrews, in chapter number 6, beginning with about verse number 7, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom that it is dressed, receiveth the blessing from God. But notice in verse 8 and 9, but that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. I want you to look at that. Here's the earth out here. It's got seeds in it. We can't tell what's there. Could be briars. Could be something fruitful and beneficial. But when the rain comes upon it, it makes it sprout and come forth and manifest just what kind of seed that it is. Now notice, if you will, in verse 9, my beloved, we are persuaded better things of you in things that company salvation, though we thus meet. Watch this. Is that whenever you preach the blessed word of the Lord, it manifests who you are. Either you're going to be a briar that's been rejected, or you're going to be a believer that'll be fruitful unto the righteousness of God. And see, the only thing that's going to manifest that is how you respond to the blessed word of the Lord. Let me say to you, when the word of the Lord is absent, there'll be no voice from God. You realize, I know, that from Malachi, whenever he spoke the last word that he spoke over into the book of Matthew in chapter number 1, there'd been 400 years of silence that God had not spoken. Let me tell you, the word of the Lord had to be precious in those days, as it was in the days of Samuel, that God was not speaking to anybody. Let me tell you, if you don't have the word of the Lord, you're not going to hear the voice of God. Now, first of all, when you look into this lesson there, when there's no preaching, and there's not much in the day we live in, when there's no preaching, there'll be no preparation. In fact, is you'll find that whenever the Lord chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. No preaching, no salvation, no preparation. Let me tell you something, when there's no preacher and there's no preaching, you're not going to have any future, and you're going to be blind to what's coming. Now, that's what was wrong in the days of Josiah. The word of the Lord had been found, put aside, misused, abused, somehow or another, had been forgotten when somebody found it. And let me tell you, back in our text that we're looking at over in the book of 2 Kings in chapter 22, that whenever they finally found it, here's what they begin to learn, that no preaching brings pollution to a land. No preaching brings perverts into the land. Yes. Now, you know how I know that? Look in chapter number 23 and in verse number 7. Chapter 23, 7. And he break down the houses of the Sodomites. That's in perverts. That's in queers. And notice, if you will, how close that they were by the house of the Lord where the women wove hangings for the grove. In other words, no preaching and hiding the word of the Lord or not finding the word of the Lord. It brought a bunch of perversion into the land, and they were setting up right there, buddy, next to the house of God. Look in chapter 23, about verse 4. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the keepers of the door, to bring forth out of the temple of the Lord all the vessels that were made for Baal. That's idolatry and idolatrous things and idols that are involved in it. He said, I want you to get everything that was made for Baal and for the grove and all the host of heaven. And he said, and he burned them without Jerusalem in the fields of Kidron and carried the ashes of them unto Bethel. I want to say to you that here's a man that mentioned something about the Bible. He mentioned something about Baalism. He mentioned something about burning. And let me tell you, if you leave this world without the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you'll be fit for nothing but hell and for burning one of these days. Now, in this lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that Baal and all that was connected with him was to be gathered up, brought out. And if you were to read all of it, in verse number 14 of chapter 23, he break in pieces the images, cut down the groves, filled their places with the bones of men. You know what he done? He dug up those people that used to worship in idolatrous manners, and took and ground their bones to powder, made Israel drink some of it. But here they just took the bones, and somebody said, my, how awful, how horrible that must be. No, it was more horrible in the sight of God to be allowing it, and he showed them how he detested it. And as a result of that, you're going to find that all of Israel was able to witness the burning and the ashes that would be scattered concerning Baal and Baalites and Baalism. Now, I want to say to you, in this world that we're looking at, the word of the Lord, that's what we're talking about. Why do you think there's so much sin running rampant? The word of the Lord's been lost sight of, see? In the lesson that you're looking at, is that you'll find is that the Lord will save a soul if you can come up with the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord will save a soul. The word of the Lord will clean up your life. The word of the Lord will set things in order. The word of the Lord will cause stability in your life. The reason why so many people are like a blind duck in a hailstorm is because of the fact that they don't hear the word of the Lord. You know, every now and again, back whenever I was a kid, you could pretty much go to any Baptist church. It didn't matter if it was a missionary Baptist, a Southern Baptist, or independent Baptist. It didn't make any difference what it was. Now, you'll find that when you go to any one of them, you'll have to listen carefully just because they say they're right, because they all say they're right, and make no mistake about it, is that I've got a sermon somewhere on bastard Baptists, and they don't like that, but that is a Bible terminology. And you know what that is? That's people professing to know God with their mouth, but in works they do deny Him. And whenever the word of the Lord, what kind of, well, isn't it a shame that if you had to ask somebody, what kind of Bible do y'all use? Our preacher uses a black one. It's a goatskin covered and all that, if you need to know that. But the old KJV. Isn't it sad to even have to ask that? I can remember when I was a kid, the first time that I ever heard a preacher stand up in the pulpit in an old Southern Baptist church, and he said, "Now I'll be reading from," and so he did. Nobody knew what he was saying because nearly everybody there was hometown folk. I don't know what the preacher or pastor that we had at that time, but he was pretty weak and pretty feeble, and like most of them that were. I said all that to be able to say this: hey, when you lose sight of the word of the Lord, it's no different than it was in the days of Josiah or when it was in the days of any of these other men of God. When you lose sight of the word of the Lord, pollution begins to crowd in on you. I'm glad to be saved and to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. Now, here's what I'm sad about. I'm not sad about how everybody else feels about the word of the Lord. I'm sad that I've got such a good copy of it, and I have to discipline myself to make myself read it. I don't have to make myself watch something that I really like. You know? I mean, I can watch that or fish or hunt, and I don't have to make myself do that so much. But boy, the devil will fight you when it comes to the word of the Lord, won't he? I mean, just will. He just will. And I'm glad to know that I'm his and that he's mine. All right, let's stand to our feet. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of thy word tonight.